Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It's not a long survey, so would you be interested in answering a couple of questions?
Two questions.
Yes?
Two.
It's longer than that, so... would you be interested?
You got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. Okay. First of all, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
And just to be sure we are representing everyone, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely vote.
And what is your age?
71.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
Extra motivated. 10.
Okay. And what makes you feel that way about your motivation to vote? You can give me a small sentence.
Because it's important that our country make some turnaround and continue to follow what has already been started by President Biden.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent,
Democrat,
or something else? Thank you. So would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong one?
Strong.
Strong? And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
No, I approve.
You approve? And would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied. What do you mean?
It's about the direction in which the country is headed. So,
yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
What situation?
Your personal economic situation.
Getting better.
That's great. Thank you. Now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. And please tell me which of the following you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now. You can choose two. So the options are a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, stagnant wages and rising costs, Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, and cuts to the social safety net like Social Security.
Trump getting elected again.
Okay, and would you like to choose another one?
The prices, you say, I thought you said one.
You could choose two.
What was the last one you said?
Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and favorable. And if you've never heard of the person or have no opinion, you can let me know that as well. So the first one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Who?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Have you want to know, have I ever heard of him?
like from 0 to 100, like if you are favorable or unfavorable. 100 means that you are very favorable, but if you've never heard of them, you can let me know that as well.
0. I know him, but 0.
Okay. Next, we have Donald Trump.
0.
What about the project for 2025?
I heard about it, I know about it, and it's 0.
0. Next, we have J.D. Vance.
No, I don't know who that is.
No. Okay. Next, we have Jill Stein.
0.
0. Next, Kamala Harris.
100.
100. Next, we have the Democrats in Congress.
100.
Next, we have Joe Biden.
100.
And lastly, for this list, the Republicans in Congress.
0.
0. Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Cornel West, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
A little.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her?
Probably less.
Okay. And what have you seen, read, or heard that made you feel that way towards her? You can give me a little sentence about it.
No, I don't have one. I'm not giving a response.
Ah, that's okay. And now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. And please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing as a reason to vote for her. 5 means that it is somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it is not convincing at all. So it's 4, and the first one says, what kind of country do we want to live in? While Trump and MAGA extremists want us to live in a country of chaos, fear, and hate, Kamala Harris wants us to live in a country of freedom, freedom to not just get by... just get by, but get ahead, to be safe from gun violence, the freedom to make decisions about your own body, the freedom to have a future in which no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford health care and no one is above the law. Kamala Harris knows that we can fight for our freedom and that if we fight, we win. That's what this election is all about. So what would you rate it from 0 to 10?
10.
10? The next one says,
yeah.
The politics as usual isn't working for working people. We need something different, a reset, a change from the same old. And for the first time in over a decade, we have a chance for that. Harris would make history as our first black woman president, but more important right now is the change she represents for the same tired choice we have been limited to these last few years. She offers a path to forward beyond the same old political fights and division. If we want to change, we have to vote for a candidate that's change.
10.
10. The third one says, housing costs are preventing generations from building wealth, and Kamala Harris is working to make housing more affordable. As Attorney General of California, Harris stood up to the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners. As a vice president, Harris secured $5.5 billion for affordable housing to the address homelessness across America. She also worked to pass rental assistance legislation, which helped 10 million people stay in their homes during the COVID crisis. As president, she will make affordable housing a top priority.
10.
10. And the last one for this list says, Both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people, but especially those who are the most vulnerable. As district attorney, she created a program to provide first-time drug offers with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As Attorney General of California, she won a settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of by a for-profit education company. And marijuana arrest and incarcerations dropped, and as a senator, Harris was a champion of Black maternal health and championed legislation to fight hunger and provide rent relief for working families. Okay, thank you. Now we're almost done, so let me ask you again, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were, again, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Cornel West, Jill Stein, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And let me ask you again, now that we've talked a little more about the elections, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10.
What did you say?
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Is it very often, not often, or not at all?
Daily.
Okay. And from often. Which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? The options are Instagram, Twitter or X, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube or other?
TV mostly, and other.
Okay. Thank you. And switching gears a little bit. I just have a few more questions. They are statistical purposes, so could you please hold on like 2 more minutes?
Yeah, in my church time. It's my church is having service now, so get on
Sorry?
With it.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Okay, college. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
And compared to what?
Thinking about your approach to political issues, are you very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Is it twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year?
How often do I what?
Attend church or religious services.
Oh, weekly.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any of your neighbors are white?
Mixed.
Okay.
I would say probably, maybe half and half, maybe.
Okay, that's right. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, and were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
No? What about your parents?
United States.
Okay, and were you born in the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And lastly, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay, then this concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your patience and your time, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.